State Farm, Caterpillar, school districts, and hospitals, they're all in different businesses, but they need the same thing, cybersecurity professionals. And the bad news is that there's a shortage of workers with those skills. One 2017 study from Cybersecurity Ventures predicts there will be 3.5 million unfilled cybersecurity job positions by 2021. Illinois State University's School of Information Technology is hoping to fill that gap. It's recently launched a new cybersecurity major. The school's director, Mary Elaine Califf, and associate professor Glenn Sagers joined GLT's Ryan Denham in studio this morning to talk about those efforts. Califf and Sagers will update the local business community on cybersecurity education at this week's EDC by the Numbers event. Sagers says there's a huge need.
Hardly a day goes by that we don't hear about some sort of a data breach or intrusion into someone's system, hacking, whatever you'd like to call it. It's everywhere and not getting a whole lot better right now. I think there's a huge need for cybersecurity professionals.
What do you hear from some of Central Illinois' largest employers, the State Farms, Caterpillars, Countries, when it comes to their need to hire new cybersecurity folks?
It's really a matter of more please, as fast as you can get them to us. They have a great need for trained cybersecurity professionals. They have positions going unfilled at the moment for many of the companies. So they're just asking as quickly as we can get them out there educated properly.
Yeah, that was really much of the impetus behind us creating the actual major. We had had a sequence in security for about a decade. But State Farm actually was talking to President Dietz and said, hey, we need security people. You need to give us more security people. And that then led to conversations, and my faculty were ready to jump on board and expand our program. And certainly all of our other industry partners jumped right in and said, hey, we need them too.
Yes, for folks who may not be aware, you did formally launch a cybersecurity major recently. Can you talk a little bit more about that? So when you talk about expansion, how much bigger is it going to be? And how does it look different than what the previous sequence looked like, the information security and assurance sequence?
So the previous sequence was part of our information systems major. And they took all of the things that an information systems major would take, including a significant business background, which is actually part of accreditation expectations for that major. So they had about three courses that were very specifically security. In expanding into the major, we added a couple more required courses. We've also added more in the way of electives that are security related and reduced that business background just a little bit to make room for those technical courses. They still get much of the same IT background as our information systems students do.
How many students are we talking about in the major at this point, and where do you want to grow that to?
Well, the first question is a lot easier to answer. We're at 189 as of this fall. In terms of where we want to grow to, we can certainly go somewhat bigger, but it's an open question as to how much bigger. A lot of that is just faculty resources. Do we have enough faculty to teach all of the classes?
What are some ways that you keep that program, the cybersecurity program, kind of current with what the industry actually needs? I mean, what kind of relationships do you guys try to build with the Caterpillars, with State Farm and other companies to kind of stay current?
So as far as companies go, we have a meeting, an industry advisory board, we call it BIAC, and we meet twice a year with them to talk about what their needs, what they see coming up, what they see in our graduates, what they see missing in our graduates. So we're very in touch with our industry partners. As far as faculty staying up to date, it's really a matter of watching the news feeds and finding out what's the latest hack and how is it accomplished and what can I do to weave that into a story to tell my students so that they can understand how this happened and be able to prevent it when they get out in the real world.
How many other cybersecurity programs are there at Illinois Public Universities at this point?
There is one major that we're aware of at the undergraduate level at UI Springfield. I believe that there are some sequences in a few places. And, of course, U of I has a master's program.
And there are 9 schools in Illinois that are accredited as Center of Academic Excellence, or designated, rather, as Centers of Academic Excellence by the NSA and DHS. those all have some sort of a security program, so we know of at least those.
Is it hard to find faculty to work in a program like yours that's growing in this way? I imagine other schools maybe around the nation are beefing up their own cybersecurity programs too. Plus, if you have that skill set, you could go work private sector and you could, theoretically, I would guess, make a little bit more money.
It's certainly challenging. I was at a conference recently for the Center of Academic Excellence Institutions, and they asked how many of you are hiring, and over two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the room raised their hands that they're trying to find someone in security this year for a professor position. So there's lots and lots of demand. Supply probably not quite keeping up with that demand at this point.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm joined by Mary Elaine Califf, director of ISU's School of Information Technology, and Glenn Sagers, a faculty member in the school. Let's define cybersecurity. First of all, I think the word cyber always makes me think of like cyber cafes and it's some remnant from the 1990s. But what we're really talking about is information security. What is sort of the modern definition of that?
So I think really this is kind of a term that in some ways defies definition. The reason we chose cybersecurity for the name of the major was largely marketing. The federal government speaks of it as cybersecurity, or more commonly just cyber, which is a little meaningless, but we let it go. In any case, this program is really all about information assurance and security. How do you secure the information that's in all the databases? How do you secure information as it goes across the wire, traveling around the internet? So it's really about how do we keep the information secure? Cybersecurity is a subset of information assurance and security, but it's a fairly nebulous term in a lot of ways.
We've been talking a lot about supply and demand for these positions and supply and demand and faculty side, but let's actually talk brass tacks for a second. Can you talk about a project that a student or students might do in one of these cybersecurity courses that would directly prepare them for the type of project they might be assigned to as a entry-level employee at a large corporation doing information security?
On the defensive side, we have them set up devices such as firewalls, intrusion detection systems, intrusion prevention systems, and those are there to keep the bad guys out. On the other side of that, the offensive side, they will actually try to hack into various machines throughout the semester, and once they're in, see what can be stolen, see what they can get from that machine in order to get a better idea of what the bad guys are able to do. Those folks, when they go out in the real world, will be called penetration testers, and that is their goal, to get into the machines of that company before someone else can, to find those holes so that they can then be patched.
And in addition, we have some practical work in forensics where students are sort of doing cleanup. So they're taking something that maybe has been hacked, compromised, and trying to reconstruct what had been there, trying to figure out what happened just from the remains.
Are there any things that you can think of that policymakers or even the business community could do to better support cybersecurity education, not just at ISU, but you know, nationwide as a more systemic issue?
Well, I think that the first step that they could take is to just provide to support better computer education in K through 12. It's really problematic that students are coming out without an understanding of how computers work, given that we're all carrying a very powerful computer around in our pockets. So I think that's a good starting place, is to just support K through 12 instruction of computing. And by that, I don't mean how to use Word, but actual understanding of the machines.
And there are security programs for K through 6, middle school and on, that have been developed and really are mostly drop-in modules where a student can be exposed to cybersecurity at their level and understand why it's important to have good passwords. Even a six-year-old who's given a computer to sit in front of in kindergarten can understand what a password is. They could further understand that, hey, a longer password makes sense. And memorizing a passphrase, and by passphrase I mean something that is several words strung together, perhaps with a number in there, but not just random characters, which becomes very hard to remember. Even a six-year-old can remember that and start forming that habit very, very early.
You're speaking Thursday at the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council's BN by the Numbers event, a quarterly event that they do. What do you hope that attendees take away from your comments at that event?
I think the big thing that I'd like them to take away is the ongoing need for cybersecurity professionals. Most of them realize it already. I fully understand that. But just to get a feel for why they need additional help and additional personnel. More than that, I hope they take away a sense of what they can do to help support the schooling of some of these folks.
What are some of those things?
Well, again, that K through 12 idea that Dr. Califf just talked about. And there are obviously other direct ways that the businesses could help in the form of scholarships for students and so on. But really, I think even more important than that is that idea of getting into they're the ones that have kids in these schools, many of these business leaders. Get in there and talk to the teachers. We talk to the teachers, but we're just one person. If you get enough voices asking these teachers to include something, we might get some traction.
And I'd also like to see business become interested in supporting some of the programs that we do, in addition to supporting the university and our teaching, just looking at things like our high school cyber defense competition, our summer camp, which we're beginning to lean toward security. So these are opportunities for, say, high school students to come in and do some additional learning about security.
That's Mary Lane Califf, director of ISU's School of Information Technology, joined in studio today by Glenn Sagers, a faculty member in the school. I'm Ryan Denham.
Califf and Sagers are the featured speakers at Thursday's BN by the Numbers. This installment of the EDC series is focused on cybersecurity education, and GLT is a co-sponsor of the event. You're listening to Sound Ideas.